134, section 2, question number 1. Now, with this one, we're just looking to find the conclusion of the argument. So, as we go through the passage, the first sentence is simply a statement of fact, and statements of fact are almost never going to be the conclusion. It's just saying certain companies require their managers to rank the workers. The next statement is also another statement of fact. The top 10% are rewarded and the bottom 10% are penalized or fired. Again, there's no sort of implication that this is a conclusion being drawn. It's simply a statement of fact. The next sentence, though, says, but this system is unfair to workers. Now, here we have a statement that is a judgment or making some sort of value claim about those facts. And that's often what we're going to see in a conclusion. So already I like that this is a conclusion. We also had the but, which usually means the author is suddenly injecting their viewpoint. Good workers could receive low rankings merely because they belong to groups of exceptionally good workers. And so this is giving us a hypothetical. This could happen. And again, this is the author expressing their viewpoint. Furthermore, managers often give the highest rankings to workers who shares the manager's interests outside of work. And that again is giving us another kind of thing that is a statement of what can happen. And it's a reason why this might not be a good system. So basically the last two sentences are designed to support the sentence that it is unfair. And therefore our conclusion is sentence number 3, this system is unfair to workers. So now we just have to go into the answer choices and find that as our thing. So answer choice A, some companies require their managers to give unique rankings. No, that's our first sentence. That's a statement of fact. It's wrong because it is a statement from the passage, but it's not the conclusion, which is what we get pretty regularly. B, under the ranking systems, the top 10 are awarded and are rewarded and bottom 10 are penalized. This again is just a statement of fact. That's sentence number 2, and we've established that was facts supporting kind of the idea of why this is going to be unfair. Then C, the ranking system is not a fair way to determine penalties or rewards for workers. That is another way of saying this system is unfair to workers. And so C looks really good as far as our conclusion. We'll read the other two. Workers in exceptionally strong work groups are unfairly penalized. Well, that is one of the statements that's used in support of saying that the whole system is unfair. It's tricky because it does use unfair, but it isn't saying that the system is unfair. It's saying that workers can be unfairly penalized. We need something bigger. D isn't quite right. It's more what the fourth sentence or the evidence is saying. And then managers often give the highest rankings to ones with similar outside interests. There again, we've got another sentence in the passage, but not the one that we're looking for here. And so answer choice C is definitely our best one, so we'll take that.